Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS. We are Catholic Radio for the Christian community. Good morning. Welcome to Spirit Mornings at Home. I'm Bruce McGregor. In Rome, she is...
Chris McGregor.
And how's it going?
Well, walking outside of the Colosseum as we speak, Susie Malkus and I and the entire group of pilgrims is having quite the experience. Hey, Susie, can you grab this for me? Just drop the ever-important water bottle.
Gotta have that.
Can't go to Rome without... Yeah, can't leave home for Rome without one. It is absolutely gorgeous, Bruce. The weather has been in the mid-70s, clear skies. And I'm just, my breath has just been taken away. It's just spectacular. We've had some wonderful pilgrims from Omaha, the Mertz family. Lori and Tom and their daughter have been here. Rick Fleming, Deb Schmidt, Jess Schoenhove and her mom, Joni. They actually lectured Daryl and Joni yesterday for the Feast of the Assumption, which was celebrated here on Roma last Sunday. They lectured in the beautiful church of St. Ignatius of Loyola.
Wow.
Breathtaking. Kimberly Hahn got up and chanted the psalm, and it sounded like an angel singing with the acoustics in there. I mean, it's just every day. And it's just, we saw the crypt of St. Catherine of Siena and Robert Bellarmine. And, oh my gosh, so many, I can't even tell you all of them right now. You just get the sense that Rome is all about the saints.
Yeah.
It is all about, when you celebrate the Feast of Pentecost and the birth of the church, I can't think of a better place to be than in Rome, because this is sacred ground. This is where they are. And, you know, walking outside the Colosseum today, you know, the thing is, Bruce, it's so awesome. It's huge. I mean, you finally see the Colosseum in person, right?
Yes.
And all I could think of, I mean, the feeling that I had inside my heart was that this is what it's like to stand outside and pray the rosary at the Carhartt Abortion Mill.
Really?
I mean, the same kind of, when you think of the death and the sacrifice and the witness that took place for the Christians here, this ground has been sanctified, as Mike Aquilina so beautifully says it, with the blood of the martyrs.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. In the very sense of the word, awe. It's just remarkable. So now we're off to St. Peter's in Chains. And, and I actually got a call from Deacon Andy Rosa.
Oh, you did?
I did, and he is going to meet Susie and I, who... because of our bizarre odyssey of getting here, have that two-day extension where we're not sure we're going to stay, but he has guaranteed us that he will connect with us on Friday and give us a special room from Deacon Andy Rose's point of view.
Wow, what a blessing that is.
Oh, I know, the week before his ordination of all things.
How about that?
And Bruce, and Dr. Hahn, and Mike Aquilina, and Kimberly Hahn, I mean, every time they talk, people are crying because it's not, and of course, not because it's sad. It's just that it's so, they hit a part of your heart with a message of the Holy Spirit on this. So it's remarkable. It's just, it's incredible. We're now approaching a street trying, all right, Susie, you go out there first.
Yeah, yeah,
you stop the traffic.
I don't think
so. You wouldn't believe the traffic here. It's unbelievable. And there are three lanes, but actually there's five. Oh, my God. Oh, somebody just had the guts to go walk out and stop the traffic. There's no signs or anything that says go or stop or stay.
So if a herd of people just move, hopefully everyone stops.
That's right. And they did. Daryl Hope has been the bravest of them all. She loves to step out in front of traffic. Her mother tells me that that's something that she's been doing her entire life. So... we're about to get on the bus. I'm going to have you talk with Mike Aquilina and Dr. Hahn and just kind of get a flavor of what's happening.
All right. Sounds great.
Hold it just a second. Cheryl, you want to say hi to Omaha?
Hello, Omaha.
Hello, Cheryl.
Okay. Yes, okay. And Susie Malkus would like to tell Rich that she's going to be okay.
I'm going to be fine. Hi, Omaha. I miss you.
Okay. How's that?
Works for me.
All right, I'm going into the building now to get on a bus, so I will talk to you later.
All right, honey. Love you very much. Have a great time.
I love you, and we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.